This weekend in the listening region, you can enjoy storytelling, a masquerade ball, a ukulele flash mob, and lots more. We'll start with Terry Cleveland and Tell It at Twigs in St. Albans.
For a $5 cover charge, you can enjoy live true storytelling. The net proceeds go to the St. Albans Community Arts and the Burroughs Project, which helps area kids explore their artistic interests.
That's tonight at 7 at Twigs in St. Albans on Main Street. Here's artist Suzanne Rosano from Guilford. She recommends the Arts Council of Windham County's Masquerade Ball.
The Masquerade Ball has a theme of Mexican Day of the Dead, and I really thought that people would be excited about that to come and hear a band that's going to be playing called Serious Coyote, and they are a band from Mexico, and they also are from Connecticut, and they play the traditional music from Mexican Day of the Dead. I also hear there's going to be a huge altar there, and some artists have made some art pieces that are going to be on the altar, and those are going to be raffled off for the evening. So I hope to see you all there with your mask or your costume. There'll be lots of dancing and all sorts of other good things going on too.
The Arts Council of Windham County's Masquerade Ball and Mexican Day of the Dead celebration is Friday, October 28th from 8 till midnight at the River Garden in Brattleboro. Here's Gail Nunziata with more about Ukulele Flash Mob 2.
It's back by popular demand after a wonderful and successful ukulele flash mob in August. And if you can play the ukulele at any level, if you love to sing along and want to come do that, or if you just want to witness the ukulele revolution, then this Ukester event is for you.
The second ukulele flash mob is Friday, October 28th. It begins at 6 o'clock at Brooks House in Brattleboro. All levels are welcome. And beginning next weekend, November 3rd through the 5th, student Emma Rose suggested Champlain College's production of Blue Stockings.
The play tells the tale of four pioneering young women and the backlash they faced from faculty and peers simply for trying to get educated. As a female student in higher education, this play really resonates with me. It's crazy to think that something that seems so normal today, males and females attending classes together, was taboo.
Blue Stockings at Champlain College Alumni Auditorium begins November 3rd and runs through November 5th. Find out more details about these events. Visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.